Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for storms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 82. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 64. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms. Highs level off around 84. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, 77.
Mid-America Network News. The former mayor of Coldwater could soon be released from the Chase County Jail, where he's being held under Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody. Joe Sebalius' attorney told KSN that his bond has been set at $3,000. It's still unclear when he'll be released from the facility. In April, Sebalius pled guilty to 3 misdemeanor counts of disorderly election conduct and was ordered to pay a $2,000 fine. A Salina man with 2 active warrants accused of domestic assault involving a woman is back in jail. Last night, Salina police responded to a home in Northwest Salina in reference to a domestic disturbance. Contact was made with a 41-year-old woman who was reported getting into a disturbance with another resident, identified as Adam Larson, 39. During the argument, Larson was reported to have grabbed the female by the throat and applied pressure. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Another country great comes to Newkirk and Seven Clans First Council Casino. See the legendary Neil McCoy Saturday, September 12th. Neil McCoy in concert at Seven Clans First Council Casino. Tickets are on sale now at SevenClans.com or at the casino box office. Neil McCoy live at Seven Clans First Council Casino in Newkirk.
Fox Sports. Fox Kansas is Wichita's home for exciting live sports action. Saturday, it's the Belmont Stakes on Fox. Witness a 2-minute thrill run where racing history can happen in a single stride. Coverage begins at 3 p.m. Then it's MLB action as the Cubs take on the Cardinals at 6. And Sunday, the UFL playoffs bring winner-go-home football at 5 p.m. Followed by IndyCar NICS racing at 8. Fox Sports. Fox Kansas. Channel 24. Cox Cable Channel 4.
A woman has been presented with the Kansas Highway Patrol Honorary Trooper Award after saving somebody trapped in a flaming vehicle. On April 3rd, while traveling on US 24, Ms. Peters saw a pickup truck that had crashed into a ditch. While calling 911 to report the crash, the pickup caught on fire. Peters heard someone calling for help. She jumped into action. Peters pulled the trapped person out of the truck just before the cab of the pickup truck became fully engulfed in flames. The Kansas Board of Regents plans to vote in mid-June on a proposal authorizing 6 state universities to offer students the option of earning undergraduate degrees by completing as little as 90 credit hours of classes rather than the traditional minimum of 120 credit hours. The Board of Regents has been studying the concept of accelerated bachelor degree programs since last fall. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance, Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the dry weather has not only led to much of the wildfires that state officials have been battling across the state of Nebraska, but also with the turnaround of the heavy rainfall ended up leading to the washing away of feet of topsoil and nutrients for many farmers and washing away many of their crops. As according to farmers across the state, they say the past week with some of the heavy rainfall brought anywhere between 6 to 10 inches of rain in portions of the state, including the southeast portion, where one county farmer out of Nemaha County said the heavy rainfall eroded feet of dirt from his corn and soybean fields and leaving the crops with exposed roots.
The rainfall that fell was the heaviest south of the metro, down around Auburn, Falls City, Tecumseh, that area. And radar estimates of 6 to 10 inches of rain over those 3-day span. So we go from having way too little to way too much in a short amount of time.
According to farmers, they say the heavy rainfall is going to take years now to bring back that topsoil, making it difficult to grow crops over the next few years.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service and test drive a Walker mower. Walker mower's compact design for easy maneuvering, out front deck for trimming, and a variety of attachments help maintain a beautiful, healthy lawn. Walker is fast and efficient, saving you time and money. Explore the Walker advantage and test drive a Walker mower at Maximum Outdoor, south of Kellogg on West Street and south of 21st and Andover Road, or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor Equipment.
It can be challenging for U.S. farmers to make a profit in the grain markets. Reduce your risk exposure by purchasing professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed dealers. The members of the Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance invest 15% of their sales into product research and development to help farmers like you maximize their crop performance every year. Bringing new seed innovations requires time, extensive research, and farmer partnership, the kind of commitments the seed companies of SEPA are investing in. Thank you for buying new seed and supporting U.S. seed innovation. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Emergency Management Director and Sheriff met with Marshall County Commissioners at last week's meeting to discuss recent tornado activity and the influx of storm chasers. Commissioner John Unger drafted a letter to be sent to legislators to make them aware of increasing dangers with storm chasers impeding emergency management and first responder efforts during these crucial times. The letter encourages formation of a task force to begin an open dialogue with legitimate, recognized storm chasers and emergency response stakeholders. The letter was approved unanimously. Commissioners voted to approve a letter of support for Blue Valley Technologies for their application for the Broadband Acceleration Grant Program to expand fiber to the home broadband in most rural areas of Marshall County. Over 100 loads of trash amounting to some 21 tons were disposed of during a recent free day at the county landfill. Commissioners inquired about the free escort program, which was re-implemented last year. They'll revisit later in the year to decide if they'd like to offer the program again. Discussion included an employee committee to look into insurance plans prior to renewing the current plan this fall, with a representative from each office at the courthouse involved. A loaded cement truck overturned Tuesday in northern Gage County, forcing closure of State Highway 41 for several hours as it remained blocked. Heavy-duty equipment was called in from Lincoln to upright the truck, and the driver from Lincoln suffered just minor injuries, a declining transport. A groundbreaking ceremony celebrating the historic renovation of the Kester Block in Marysville is planned Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m., comments at 1 o'clock with open tours of the facility on the second and third floors of the Kester Block in downtown Marysville, planned Thursday. One Marysville has been working on a downtown historic district for several years. Downtown building owners recently received a letter from the Kansas Historical Society about the district nomination, which is scheduled for review June 27. If approved, the downtown district would be listed on the Register of Historic Kansas Places and would then be forwarded for the National Register. One Marysville has led the effort and is a contact for additional information. Union Pacific Railroad crossing repairs continue on 16th Road between Matador and Navajo, which will be closed a few days. Winifred Crossing has been reopened. Celebration of Life Service for Stanley in Goas, age 73 of Wymore, who passed away May 2nd, is planned Thursday, June 4th, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Cemetery, with the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stanley Goas. Bonnie J. Feldhaus, an age 86 of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Graveside service Friday, 10:30 at the Antioch Cemetery in Frankfort. Family visitation Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Feldhausen. Carol D. Kappas, age 86, passed away Monday. Mass of Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery at Waterville. Visitation Sunday from 2 until 4 p.m. with a rosary at 3 at the Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Greenleaf. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville in charge of arrangements for Carol Kappas. Maxine L. Holler, age 98, formerly of Blue Rapids, passed away Friday. Graveside Memorial Service June 27th at 2 p.m. at the Prospect Hill Cemetery, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Maxine Holler. Leona M. Stauffer, age 91, passed away Monday. Cremation is planned with a celebration of life service at a later date with interment in the Greenwood Cemetery south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Leona Stauffer.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Don't miss an action-packed weekend in Marysville. It's the annual Big Blue River Day celebration, kicking off with a Friday night cruise night and free live entertainment Friday. Saturday, the Big Blue Barbecue plus the annual Auto Fest. Kids games run 10 to 3. People's Choice Barbecue Sauce tasting begins at 11. More free live entertainment throughout the day and evening hours at the Big Blue River Days. Join the fun in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from the Citizens State Banks, Hometown Lumber and Axta Lumber, Landall Company, Nordis Motor Company, Blue Valley Technologies, and Main Street Tax and Accounting.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms today, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. Showers may continue overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Showers and thunderstorms then continue into Thursday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 80s, and more rain may continue throughout Thursday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower 60s. Still some showers and thunderstorms throughout Friday, mixing with sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers and thunderstorms possible into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms still possible throughout the weekend, some rain on Saturday, cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. More scattered showers are likely into Sunday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s, and showers and thunderstorms then continue throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 60s. Still a chance for some rain showers into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, and rain Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early June, 82, record high on this date, 97. The average low, 58, the record low, 37. Sunset this evening, 8:50, sunrise in the morning at 6:01. We had about 2 inches in an hour. Rain Tuesday afternoon in Marysville. Fairly narrow band from Marysville north-northwest.
Weather reports often include barometric pressure readings. What are they good for? A few barometer basics today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
No matter where in Kansas you call home, your Farm Bureau membership saves you money. Members get exclusive savings on quality post-frame buildings with QSI. Save up to 20% on durable workwear apparel with Key Apparel. And join the Kansans saving on quality nationwide health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Explore these and more member benefits available with your Farm Bureau membership. Learn more at www.kfb.org.
You don't have to be a farmer or rancher to be a Farm Bureau member in Kansas. No matter if you live on a farm or in the city, your Farm Bureau membership is packed with value. Save on new zero-turn mowers from Grasshopper. Enjoy discounts on premium motor coach tours with Village Travel. And enjoy significant savings on medical health coverage with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Not a member? Join today at www.kfb.org.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, June 3rd, the 154th day of the year. Poet Allen Ginsberg and actor Tony Curtis were both born on this day. Most of us have some notion of what barometer readings mean. Well, generally, a rising barometer means fair weather, while falling pressure means an increasing chance of a storm. But other factors like the season, rate of change, or wind direction often modify those rules. We like to rely on wisdom from those whose weather-watching skills could literally mean life or death. old-time seagoers. Here's one adage they lived by. If the barometer and thermometer both rise together, it's a very sure sign of coming fine weather. Another goes, when the glass falls low, prepare for a blow. When it rises high, let all your kites fly. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift? Get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Jayhawks wrapped up their NCAA Lawrence Regionals, where they ended up topping all three of the teams, including beating number 14 Arkansas twice, with their final game on Sunday winning 13-10. Now it's off to the NCAA Super Regionals, where those kick off on Friday this week going through June 8th, followed by the official College World Series that begins on June 12th. The Jayhawks have had a record season so far, sitting at 22-8 in conference play, and their overall record for the season, even with the post-play, at 45-16. The Jayhawks started off slow on Sunday against Arkansas, where Arkansas did end up putting 5 points on the board throughout the first three innings before Kansas turned around and put 6 points on the board in inning number four, 2 points in number five, and 6 runs in inning number six. Having their total of 13 runs with 14 hits and no errors, Arkansas had 2 errors on the game with 13 hits and the 10 runs. Bracket set to be released for the Super Regionals later this week. Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Warm weather is the perfect time to upgrade your outdoor space. Let the experts at Burwell Construction transform your backyard with a beautiful patio cover or pergola designed to add comfort, shade, and style to your home. Imagine relaxing outside, entertaining friends, or enjoying a Kansas sunset without the worry of weather. Quality craftsmanship, dependable service, and outdoor spaces built to last. That's what you get with Burwell Construction. Call today, 794-3430, 316-794-3430, or burwellconstruction.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Offseason for the NFL continues on, and it's good news for the Kansas City Chiefs as head quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been seen on the field with the Kansas City Chiefs for their voluntary workouts this past week, as the two-time MVP has taken the important step in the recovery from the torn ligaments in his left knee after only weeks after the surgery to recover. Cake News reports that according to the statements from the Kansas City Chiefs team, they say Mahomes did the individual work and participated in the 7-on-7 drills during the third day of the organized team's activities, where he did wear a black brace extending across the knee, where the surgery was done for the ACL and LCL that were repaired. In a statement from Mahomes after the practice, he said, quote, "It's good to be back on the field and just be with the guys more than anything. Some of those days you're just rehabbing with yourself and you get a little juice when the other guys are out there doing their thing." The Chiefs kick off their NFL preseason on August 15th, where they are at home at Arrowhead Stadium taking on the Rams. The regular season for the Chiefs kicks off against the Denver Broncos on September 14th. Mid-American Network Sports.
Continuing our look at state track results from last weekend, it was a small but mighty group that the Hanover Lady Wildcats took to Wichita, but six top six finishes and a gold medal landed the Hanover girls team a Class 1A third place state finish as a team, one of two Twin Valley League schools to finish top three. In the lone field event, Gracie Bruna brought home a sixth place finish in triple jump. On the track, it was the 4x4 team of Gracie Bruna, Cameron Odell, Inslee Stahlbaumer, and Lily Bruna that ran away with the gold, finishing nearly 6 seconds better than the second place team to bring home the 4x4 1A championship. Freshman Inslee Stahlbaumer continued to have herself a great weekend as she finished fourth in the 300 hurdles and sixth in the 100 hurdles, while fellow freshman Lily Bruna finished fourth in the open 800. The before-mentioned junior, Gracie Bruna, finished the weekend with three state medals, finishing second in both the Open 400 and Open 200-meter sprints while running a personal best in the 200. On the boys' side for the Hanover Wildcats, sophomore Cooper Bruna finished 9th in triple jump, while junior Hunter Kiekhafer finished 12th in triple jump, while the 4x8 team of Braylon Mine, Kyle Shoddy, Will Lupin, and Braden Juneman finished 14th. Again, the Hanover girls' team bringing home a third-place finish in Class 1A behind a state championship run in the 4x4. Staying in district, the Lynn Bulldogs sent just 6 competitors to state track last week, but ran well. Junior Bailey Peters brought home 2 medals, finishing 6th in long jump and 8th in the mile, while freshman Sophia Hilgen ran a personal best in the Open 400 and finished 5th. The lone boys team for the Bulldogs, the 4x4 squad of Maverick Kalima, Noah Thalman, Alex Moreno, and Conrad Winter finished the season with a 7th place finish. Tune into KNDY tomorrow as we'll highlight state results from the Frankfort Wildcats and Valley Heights Mustangs.
Home opener for Marysville American Legion Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team, which was scheduled Wednesday evening, has been rescheduled for Monday, July 6th on account of rain in Marysville Tuesday.
We know you love the RV lifestyle, whether it's a camper, motorhome, or travel trailer. Make sure you have the right insurance policy for your next trip. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer affordable plans with great coverage for your needs. We can customize your policy to ensure your days of leisure are stress-free. Protect your home away from home with affordable recreational vehicle insurance from Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
For reliable trash pickup and roll-off service, call on Temps Disposal. Containers sized to meet your needs for residential, commercial, and construction jobs. Always prompt and professional, Temps Disposal serves Marshall, Washington, and Gage counties. Let them go to work for you. If it's their weekly collection schedule or one-time pickups for construction, moving, or cleanup, Temps Disposal in Marysville is a phone call away at 785-562-5360.
Napa Know How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know How.
Add some summer and fall color to your shrub borders and mixed gardens with the traditional favorite, the Rose of Sharon shrub. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You, the butterflies, and the hummingbirds will enjoy the hibiscus-type flowers from midsummer into fall. The flowers can be single or double and white to red, purple, violet, or blue. This vase-shaped upright shrub is multi-stemmed and grows 8 to 12 feet tall and nearly as wide. This makes it a great shrub for hedging or screening, or create a focal point by pruning it into a small-scale tree. Be patient in the spring, as this shrub is late to leaf out. Grow the Rose of Sharon in full sun to part shade. It prefers moist, well-drained soil, but is drought-tolerant once established. It's hardy in zones 5 to 9, tends to be deer-resistant, and tolerates the black walnut's toxic juglone. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Looking for a place to call home without breaking the bank? Come live stress-free with the Waterville Housing Authority. Income-based 1- and 2-bedroom apartments that fit your budget at any age, and no maintenance worries with small-town living at its best. Openings available immediately. Contact Lisa at 785-363-2239. Apply today and discover why so many love calling the Waterville Housing Authority home.
My family loves Crown Over Auto Sales in Marysville. Mom says their cars are top quality, and Dad says their service is the best around. Me, I like all the cool features their vehicles offer. From sales, service, rentals, and more, they've got everything you need. So check out Crown Over Auto Sales and let them hand you the keys with no unnecessary fees.
KNDY.
When this astronaut was grounded due to health concerns, he used an alias to get reassessed at a world-renowned hospital. The results of that trip allowed him to go to outer space 15 years after being selected as one of NASA's first astronauts. His story is this edition of The American Countryside.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
Wake up, get ready, grab breakfast, go to work, grab lunch, come home, run to practice, run to the store, grab dinner, go to bed, and repeat. Food fuels your day, and we fuel the people producing it with the latest news, information, and perspectives from across the globe. Ag Day is the place to learn about the business of food and farming. Join us and our team of experts as we cover the stories that keep the world moving. That's weekdays for Ag Day, the country experience.
Deke Slayton was selected as one of the original Mercury 7 astronauts. However, the discovery of atrial fibrillation grounded him from a space mission and led him to instead be in charge of hiring the astronauts for future missions. The idea of going to space never left him, though.
He continued training with the other astronauts. He also continued going to the doctor and seeing how his heart was doing.
Alyssa Young at the Deke Slayton Memorial Museum says, eventually, in 1971, Slayton thought his heart condition had been remedied and wanted an anonymous, clean bill of health to prove he could go to space.
He went to Mayo Clinic under the name of Dick K. King, and his heart issue was gone. Of course, they did a ton more tests to make sure it was really gone, and then he was put back on flight status.
And over 15 years after being selected as a Mercury astronaut, he got his chance to go into space.
He ended up getting to go on the Apollo-Soyuz test project in 1975. It was the first time the United States and Russia worked together.
All told, Slayton's work with NASA spanned from the late 1950s to the early 1980s. The museum here in his hometown shares his story and has some very unique artifacts dealing with space exploration.
We have one of Deke Slayton's Mercury spacesuits. Another important artifact we have is a piece of the original Wright Flyer that traveled to the moon with Neil Armstrong.
Slayton played an important role in the development of the space program and selection of the astronauts that became household names during the 60s and 70s. His hometown continues to share his important story here. Traveling the countryside in Sparta, Wisconsin, I'm Andrew McCray.
We all have those ugly spaces in our yard where nothing seems to grow. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Try planting an edible ground cover for looks and for something good to eat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Like most people, I have bare space or thinning grass underneath a few of my trees. No matter how hard I try to get the grass to fill in, it doesn't work. But another option is an edible ground cover. You make use of the space and sneak in something good to eat at the same time. Charlie Nardozzi is a national garden consultant and coach. He says what you plant will depend on soil conditions and the amount of sunlight that reaches the area. Blueberries, lingonberries, and cranberries will thrive in acidic soil under full sun. If the spot is partly shady, herbs will do well, especially mints.
peppermint, spearmint, English mints, and they like a more neutral pH soil, so they'll be very adaptable to all kinds of trees and shrubs. They will, of course, spread. If you want something a little more tame, you can always do creeping thymes or creeping oreganos. And all of these are great additions underneath a tree or a shrub because you can just harvest them as you like, and they'll continue to stay green all season long.
Slopes can be another frustrating part of the yard, but Nardozzi says a culinary cover crop will work there too.
If you're in a warmer climate, some of the creeping rosemaries, for example, the prostrate rosemaries, that'll kind of spread down and turn into a nice little shrub that could be a nice little addition to a slopey area that you don't want to mow and you just want to turn it to something that looks attractive but doesn't have a lot of maintenance to it. So a plant like that, for example, may do really well there, and you can, of course, use the clippings of the rosemary for cooking.
Alpine strawberries, creeping Oregon grape, and even sweet potatoes are options. Try different lettuces, kale, and Swiss chard for edging. If possible, don't limit yourself to just one variety of plant. Experiment with several tasty ground covers. They'll quickly fill in a bare spot. Learn more about edible ground covers at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to walk through it alone. At St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, you'll find a community that genuinely loves God, cares for one another, and welcomes you just as you are. Whether you've been in church your whole life or you're simply searching for hope, answers, or purpose, there's a place for you here. If you've been thinking about finding a church home, we invite you to experience the life-changing message of the Bible preached every Sunday morning. This is Pastor David Thompson, and I personally invite you to join us for worship at 10:45 this Sunday. Children are lovingly cared for through our nursery and children's ministries. Can't make it in person? Check us out anytime on Facebook. St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville. It's worth the drive for a church that's alive.
Living on the edge may feel normal, but it can also get exhausting. Hi, I'm Rob West with a Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 21:20 says, "The wise store up, but fools gulp theirs down." That's a picture of margin. The wise don't spend everything, they leave room. For many people, every dollar already feels accounted for, and when there's no margin, even small setbacks can feel overwhelming. A surprise expense or change in income quickly becomes a crisis. Margin creates breathing room. It gives you space to rest and creates room for generosity, so you can give when God prompts, not just when it's convenient. So as God provides, look for small ways to create space in your finances and in your life, because where margin exists, so does freedom to trust God and serve others. Discover the best Christian financial articles, podcasts, and videos by visiting our website, faithfi.com, or by downloading FaithFi, Faith and Finance, from your app store.
Some farmers are making money while helping to expand rural broadband. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Tractor rollovers are one of the most common causes of farm deaths and injuries. One simple device helps reduce the danger significantly, a rollover protective structure. Standard on most new tractors, but they're also available to add to many older tractor models. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Farmers can earn an annual income by leasing very small land parcels to broadband operators. They do so through the Indiana-based Rural Tower Cooperative. David Christofferson is the general manager.
We're a member-oriented co-op that is in the business of marketing the land of our members to telecom sites. So we have basically two parties in our world. We have the landowners on one side, and we have the telecoms on the other.
Christofferson says telecoms that try to deal directly with farm landowners often hit snags.
I think the reason we see such difficulty in acquiring rural sites, especially from the farmland community, is a lack of credibility with companies that just don't understand the culture in agricultural America and don't understand that you're dealing with people who are fundamentally business people, which is great, but do business in a very different way than they do in corporate America.
Christofferson says farmers can join the co-op, which then acts as a matchmaker.
It's a no-brainer to a farmer to say, you drop a tower on your property, you carve out a tiny little plot for that, and you get a 30-year lease, and you're getting paid for the next 30 years. It takes all of about 5 minutes to sell a farmer on that concept.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Okay, we have vacation Bible school from 9 to noon, swimming lessons at 3, baseball game at 6. I need to add in travel time and get lunches packed.
Mom, my uniform needs washing. Tennis camp's at 2.
Your kids' summer schedules may be unpredictable, but with the Blue Valley Technologies fiber internet, your connection doesn't have to be. Sign up for our outdoor Wi-Fi today and get free installation. Find more details at bluevalley.net/outdoor.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer wheat harvest just around the corner and even in some places have already started cutting, let's get an update from the fields from around the Central Plains. Market Report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours. You can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com.
The Texas winter wheat harvest jumped to 23% complete this week, but combines are revealing severe deep-seated production scars. The latest federal data ranks a staggering 64% of the state's crop in poor to very poor condition. Producers across the High Plains and Panhandle are battling massive abandonment rates after months of extreme drought, compounded by two late-season hard freezes that completely stripped away local yield potentials. I had the pleasure of sitting down with the director of producers for the Texas Wheat Commission, Bailey Symes, and I asked her to double down on the fact that this isn't the worst summer wheat harvest season that Texas has ever had.
So while this year for the hard red winter states is historic in the sense of it's historically bad for many producers across many states and production levels are low, within Texas it's actually not our worst year we've seen. So our expected bushels is 47.6 million. Our last notably bad year and kind of our historic year on record is 2022. Where we had 39 million bushels as our estimate from NAS. So while it does look bleak, there's still some hope knowing that this is not the worst it's ever been, and we've been able to bounce back before from pretty bad years. So hang in there. It'll get better. Hopefully next year with this El Nino coming in, we'll have a wet winter and hopefully a wonderful wheat crop next year.
While 2026 is seeing massive abandonment and dismal yields across the High Plains, 2022 remains the benchmark for recent devastation when over three quarters of the entire state's crop was rated in poor to very poor condition. Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Life on the farm can be tough. Uncertainty in the weather, crop prices, trade deals, and so much more. How do you keep up with it all to make your farm successful? That's where we come in. Join me, James Guerin, with the Mid-America Ag Network with your hourly ag commodities, daily weather, soil moisture, and humidity reports. Plus, keep up with the latest regional and national news affecting the ag markets. Let's work together in making your farm thrive. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Still needing a bull? Lewin Burger has yearling bulls and year and a half suitable for cows, available for pickup or immediate delivery. These are dependable Simmental Angus cross with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and calving ease. Call Lewin Burger today, 785-268-0647.
Livestock producers generate medical waste when they treat their animals. Proper disposal makes sure you don't hurt yourself or the environment. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts.
The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming.
Animals occasionally need vaccines, ointments, and other medications to keep them healthy. Many livestock owners will administer these themselves, and that leads to medical waste around the farm that needs to be properly disposed of so nobody gets hurt. Larry Hawkins is a veterinarian with Bayer Healthcare. He says the biggest hazard is the scalpel blades and syringe needles. To avoid injuring yourself or others, they should carefully be discarded into what's called a sharps container.
Sharps containers often have tools on the top of them to cut a needle off or a different tool to detach a needle from a syringe. And the point is, if you use these sharps containers, you don't need to recap the needle. Most injuries that happen to the person given the injections occur when that person is trying to put the cap back on the needle and they miss and stick themselves.
Empty or partially empty drug containers should be handled properly to reduce the risk of environmental contamination. Some items can be flushed in the toilet. Others have more stringent requirements.
There are regulations concerning the disposal of sharps and the containers of chemicals or pharmaceuticals. So read the label and follow the directions for a specific product. Often pesticide containers can't go to a sanitary landfill without the landfill's knowledge that they're coming.
Medical waste, such as bandages and gloves, can be put into a leak-proof bag and then tossed in with the rest of your trash. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about disposing farm medical waste at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has added the ADM line of feed. If you need medicated feed, give them a call and they'll custom order for your needs. For chicken raisers, they also carry egg maker and scratch grains. Contact After Hours Feed Supply, Bob or Georgina Lindquist at Blue Rapids for details.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Not all minerals for livestock are created the same, and making sure you have the correct one for your herd is an important factor. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner highlights a few of his reminders for cattle producers to help them have the most success. He says what is crucial to know about the mineral.
We want to make sure that we're understanding the product that's appropriate for the time of the season and making sure that we have a good understanding of what that product is intended to be used for. And doing so helps us manage our cost on our mineral supplementation program. And that's really important. And we think about our production cost today. You know, we can put together a good, effective mineral supplementation program with today's cost that might be $60 per cow or less when we think about what our consumption should be. And so it's certainly an important component of the overall nutritional plan for the cow herd, but certainly we want to make sure that we're approaching it in the right manner.
Warner says what one thing is he encourages producers to take note of.
Recording and tracking what that consumption is on a pasture, on a group basis throughout the season. And that way, if you've got a record of it, when you get to the end of the grazing season, if you've got a good record of how much mineral those cows actually consumed, and you can go back and look at that, that is really helpful when you think about having that conversation with that service provider or that nutritionist later on into the year or thinking on into next year. Understanding what your average consumption was can help in those conversations when the conversation is centered around, well, do we need to change our formulation? Do we need to change our product? Well, if we don't know what our consumption was during that last feeding season, if we don't have a good record of that, you know, sometimes those conversations can be a little bit difficult to navigate, right? And so we want to make sure that we're doing a good job of tracking that.
He discusses what should be considered when giving this mineral to cattle.
I think some things that are important to keep in mind, making sure that mineral is protected from the elements is a good thing to do. Sometimes we'll see situations where folks will put that mineral out there in an open top trough or feeder, and it may not be protected from the elements. And we see situations when we get a rain event or a weather event on that product, and sometimes that can cause that product to cake up or bridge up, especially if it's got a high amount of carrier in it.
That was K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner with factors for people to think about when selecting and giving mineral to their cattle. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Wednesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. We continue to have low red numbers all across the board, and they have not budged into the green at all. For the seeds market, a few more green numbers across the board, but they are still mixed to mostly lower. And for the livestock, it's been a struggle today for the cattle as they remain all in the red. It's the hogs that are strong today as they are all in the green. In the corn market, July corn down 5 1/4 at 435 1/4, in September down 4 1/4 at 443 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July down 12 3/4 at 622 even, and September also down 12 3/4 at 633 1/2. In the oats market, July oats down 9 cents at 326 even, and September down 7 cents at 342 1/4. In the bean market, July beans down 7 3/4 at 1157 3/4, and August down 7 cents at 1162 even. Soybean meal for July down 370 at 322.50, and August down 220 at 319.30. Soybean oil for July up 70 cents at 79.11, and August up 87 cents at 77.70. In the canola market, July canola up 18.40 at 796.50, and November up 20.40 at 802.20. In the cotton market, July cotton down 58 cents at 76.46, and December down 37 cents at 80.17. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 32 cents at 99.50, and September up 30 cents at 99.22. The euro for June slightly lower to $1.16, and September slightly lower as well, also at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June is down to 62 cents, and September slightly down as well at 63 cents. Looking at our afternoon stocks, the Dow has fallen over 400 points as oil prices and bond yields creep higher. The Dow Jones currently down 456 points at 50,851. The S&P 500 down 49 points at 7,559. And the NASDAQ down 277 points at 26,816. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions apply.
Trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville include a 24 Silverado 2500 HD. With the LTZ 71 package, it's a one-owner trade. They have a 24 Silverado 1500 model LTZ, a 2023 Silverado 1500 model local trade, also the LTZ package. Awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company.
KNDY.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, investors have pulled the market down from yesterday's record close. The Dow was down 376 points this morning at below 51,000. The S&P was off 0.5%, the Nasdaq 0.6%. The job of finding a job was a little easier last month, according to payroll processor ADP. The company's monthly employment report found a record 122,000 new private sector positions created in May, median annual pay rising 4.4% to $61,500. The big new color at Ulta Beauty may be green. The cosmetics retailer says sales were up 11% in the last quarter, beating expectations, thanks largely to new promotions and popular new products at Ulta. And PepsiCo hopes to slim down its bottles and cans. Speaking at a Wall Street Journal event, CEO Ramon Laguarta said the company is testing smaller packaging for everything from soda pop to energy drinks as a way to reduce prices. Jim Ryan.
Kick back and check out the classic cars this weekend in Marysville at Big Blue River Days. Drag Broadway Street like they used to Friday from 5 p.m. until 8, and swing by Saturday for the 35th annual AutoFest Car Show along Broadway. Make it a weekend to remember at Big Blue River Days in Marysville. Full list of events on the Big Blue River Days Facebook page. And an invitation from First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Now offering mobile banking, online bill pay, and security you can rely on. An equal housing lender, call on First Commerce Bank, member FDIC. Join the team today at Landall Company in Marysville with competitive salary and comprehensive benefit packages. They have immediate openings, and you can learn more online at landall.com/careers. And Nordis Motor in Marysville, featuring a selection of new and used cars and trucks. See their inventory online or stop by for a test drive. Your Buick and Chevrolet dealer is Nordis Motors in Marysville.